Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and I'm with my other host, Rebecca Miller, and I'm with my other host, Wayne Link, and we have a full morning here, which is absolutely wonderful. And we're with Tyranza and Stephanie from the Yes We Can Center, and Stephanie was giving us some information on scheduling coming up, and then Wayne had a question for her. But go ahead, Steph.
Okay, so yes, so that's for our driving movies. I mean, we have a lot happening up until the end of August. So if you want to know, I don't know if you want me to give you the entire schedule right now. I gave you June 12th, which is Karate Kid. Then we have Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, happening June 27th. And the times for those are at 9 p.m. But as the summer moves along, you know, we go back on time because obviously daylight starts.
Right.
That starts getting darker earlier. Yes.
After June 21st.
Yes. So, but believe it or not, it apparently makes a difference, like 15 minutes. So,
right.
And then I don't know if any of you saw The Greatest Showman. It's an amazing movie. So we have that happening July 17th.
Also, that's a good one.
So that's June, July. And again, you can call 311 to, you know, get the schedule for the movies up and happening up until the end of August.
As Wayne said, kind of during the break, we were talking a little bit how during the drive-ins kind of came toward, you know, maybe as we were younger children, you know, for our generation, they kind of, you know, drifted away with the drive-ins. So I'm curious what are the rules like, because, you know, I remember when I went with my grandfather, they had like a radio that you would hang on the window on the inside and you close it up, and sometimes if it was cold out they had a heater too. So I'm just curious, for those people who really aren't familiar with drive-ins, are people allowed to walk around? Is there a radio dial? Do they stream the movies? What can everybody expect so they're prepared?
Yeah, so it's a huge screen that's set up in the parking lot of the beach, and the transmission, and there's an FM transmission that you listen through a radio, you know, station. They tell us the day of, once they set that up, how you can hear the movie. You can step out of your vehicle, but then you will not be able to listen to the movie because we don't have sound. Again, it's drive-in. You know, if you have your door open, you might be able to listen, you know, to the movie. But the whole point of it is for you to kind of be in your car, eating your popcorn, bring your snacks. I've seen people, you know, have delivery come to the beach.
Oh, really?
Chinese food.
That's funny.
So they kind of make a evening out of it, a family, you know, night out and eat. What is it? Dinner and a movie at the beach.
Right.
Yes.
And I would also remind everybody that at these drive-in movies, we do have receptacles available for food donations, because we know during this pandemic, there's a higher and higher proportion of even Long Islanders, much less Americans, who have become very, very needy in terms of foodstuffs and basic necessities. And so we've been collecting at these locations every time we have a movie event. And it really is a wonderful thing to see, you know, especially the kids handing over these large bags full of donations of stuff that really are going to help people on an everyday basis. So I wouldn't want to overlook that. It is free, but the donations are more than welcome.
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that, for reminding all of us of that. And any little bit goes a long way. I mean, you have people who bring, you know, bags of food, and then you have people who bring two or three cans. So any little bit really does help.
Right.
Just to follow up on what Wayne was saying, and I've said this before, but I know Wayne wasn't on the show at that time. About 2 months ago, I was over by Nassau Coliseum in the parking lot next door to it. And there was a number of 18-wheelers in the parking lot, and there was cops at every parking, at every entrance of the parking lot. And there was a line of cars like you wouldn't believe. And I asked the person what it was. It was a food bank. Yeah. The cars were lined up, the cops and getting the people, and everybody was getting a box of something. And Wayne, that's so important to bring it up, because if anybody has a can of something to share, you know, you don't know what it's like for a parent to go home and see a hungry child and not have something to give them. Right. Whereas you go, you're enjoying a movie, you're enjoying a con, you're enjoying whatever you're doing. Somebody has a can of something you could bring and make the life of somebody else a little better. So Wayne, that was so important.
Absolutely. And this is all through Island Harvest, if I'm not mistaken, right? The program that they do a wonderful job of getting it out to the community.
So. And so another thing that's happening is our drive-in concert series. Mm-hmm. Now, these are really exciting. They're also happening at the beach. So for these, they were originally, like I said, you know, planned to for people to sit inside their cars. But now with the guidelines and everything that has changed with CDC and New York State Department of Health, we are allowing people, if they want to step outside of their vehicles, if they have a lawn chair, if they want to, you know, sit next to their vehicles, to be able to do that. Because the concerts, we also stream them through FM transmission, but we also have sound. So you're able to be outside of your vehicle and listen to the live music.
Another step towards normal.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the ones coming up, we have one happening.
Sunday.
We have a Billy Joel tribute happening this weekend for any of you who love Billy Joel. I do. It's happening Sunday, June 6th. And these concerts start a little earlier. They start at 6 p.m. So, you know, get to the beach a little earlier and find your spot. So the band is Cold Spring Harbor, and they will be performing a Billy Joel tribute. Then for those of us, Christina, we have, I love the 90s. We have a 90s band.
The 90s?
So yes, we have, the band is called the 90s Band, playing a lot of the hits from, you know, the 90s. And that's happening June 20th at 6 p.m. Okay. And then for, I'm going to give you early July, Sunday, July 11th, we have Something Fresh, which plays music from the 80s and a little bit of freestyle. So you might want to go check them out. We have an assortment of different bands, you know, genres and music. So just call 311 so you can find out what like the schedule really is. Again, we have bands up until the end of August at the beach.
Stephanie, all this is first come, first serve.
First come,
first serve. How has that been working? Are a lot of people turned away? Should you come an hour in advance? Like, what's a strategy for somebody listening who wants to go to something?
I mean, some people do come early, and I recommend that. Before, my understanding was we did pre-registration, but then we ran into the problem that people would register and then not show up. So that didn't allow people who wanted to go, you know, to get into the park. So now the turnout, it's been pretty well attended, but not so much that we're concerned that you should register. If you want to be in the front, then yes, I would suggest you get about an hour earlier than the start time so that you could be right in the front of the part where the showmobile is. Yes. So, and then lastly, we have another part of the entertainment. We have our smaller concerts, which we called candlelight concerts. This has a limited capacity. So this is only for up to 200 people. And it's, you know, social distancing. We highly recommend use of the mask, especially if you haven't been vaccinated. So as a matter of fact, I'm excited. Yesterday, we were supposed to have our first ever concert in the lawn, we kind of called it, at Bunky Reed Park, which is directly across from the Yes We Can Community Center. So if you come to Yes We Can, 141 Garden Street in Westbury, Bunky Reed is right across. And we had the Next Level Band scheduled to perform yesterday, but because of the weather, we actually changed it. And they will be performing now August 19th. Thank you. August 19th, and that is a Caribbean tribute playing, you know, calypso and reggae, soca. So that should be a fun band to come and watch at Bunky Reed Park. Then let me tell you about another interesting one happening. This is Thursday, June 17th. And I don't know about you, but there's also a Netflix series of Selena Quintanilla, which unfortunately, you know, came to her demise at a very young age. She was a Mexican-American performer. And so there's a series on Netflix. If you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. The acting's not that great, but the story, you know, it works. So we have
obviously you're a Selena fan.
Yes.
Oh, I guess.
Great. I don't know how old I was when she passed, when she was killed.
I know. I remember the story.
Yeah.
It was by her best friend. So anyway, so it's Janessa and the Selena Experience, and that's happening at North Hempstead Beach Park at the Amphitheater. So this is a totally different performance, and you might definitely want to come check it out because it's a smaller, you know, it's an amphitheater, and the acoustics is nice, and it's smaller and more intimate. So definitely check that out. And then June 24th at Whitney Pond Park, we have The Remedy, which is playing rhythmic top 40s rock and country. See? A little variety, a little bit of everything we have happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and then another one, exciting one, happening also at Martin Reed Park. Luis Damon, he is a salsa performer. So we are trying to bring a party and a very lively scene here at Bunky Reed Park, and that's happening July 1st. Come check it out.
Is he going to do instruction?
No. It's party. This is salsa, dancing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe like a little beginning to start off.
Maybe I'll show up and maybe.
You can teach.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Stephanie Wayne, the anybody. Salsa.
I can't teach anybody salsa dancing or any other type of dancing.
Maybe somebody can come and teach the salsa.
Stephanie, when we advertise for this,
yes,
can you put out Salsa with Wayne?
Oh, God.
You know, I don't think we're too late. I think we should work on those signs.
Definitely.
If you want to ruin an entire genre of music, go ahead. I dare you.
I think I've seen you dance.
At your wedding, probably. That may have been the last time I did.
Yes, I think I saw you. So
yeah, it's probably video evidence of it. I've been trying to track it down ever since, but yeah, it's not.
I have the video.
I'm sure anyway, you do.
So yeah, we have, so these are like the concerts that are happening, and we have a lot of different tributes and bands, and they're all exciting. So definitely check out.
Perfect time. It's amazing how this is flying by, but there's so much great information. We have to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.